Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, stupid Blog Talk Radio. The audio clip didn't autoplay again. Can't seem to get that thing to work right. David's not here. And I was counting on him to be here because I'm driving. And I can't read the book while driving. However, it kind of works out. Because I am stopping for fuel. Then I was going to get a shower here at this location as well. So I'll be fueling and parking and I'll have a chance to read the book. Yeah. Asparagus is our topic for today. I also got a friend who just posted on Facebook. She makes her own flower essence. And she found some wild ginger. And she made some flower essence from the wild ginger. And I encouraged her to come here and talk with us. And, of course, you know, she can self-promote as well. We don't have a problem with that. Because we encourage people to practice God's medicine, not man's medicine. And we encourage, you know, not so much self-promotion, but we encourage teamwork. Teamwork makes the dream work. You know, we network, we find people who do the things that we need, and we encourage them to continue and stop buying these pharmaceuticals and quit encouraging the pharmaceutical companies to keep poisoning us. For example, I'm a little disgruntled at Tinder right now because their main advertiser, it seems, is Monsanto. I haven't really had a whole lot of luck with Tinder anyways, but yeah, Monsanto. They keep advertising Monsanto to me, and it's ticking me off. But, you know, then again, they're the ones with the money. I don't got no money to pay them for advertising, so what am I going to do? You know? And it's a free dating app for the most part. But yeah, we got to stop encouraging companies like Monsanto to poison us. We got to start encouraging other people who do it because that's what we need. Doing my logbook right now. And we're live. Live, raw and organic, uncut Blog Talk Radio. And I will have to dig out my book. It's in the back. Alternative medicines. I guess it's not for everybody. I was talking to this girl on Trucker Date. That's my website that I don't ever go to anymore. I need to. Facebook, and she was all interested. We had a decent conversation, so I asked her what her, because she's like in the medical profession. Enter my code here. She's in the medical profession, and so instead of beating around the bush, I just came right out and said it. So asked her, I said, so what do you think about alternative health? And she goes, what is that? I said, seriously? And then I gave her a link to this website, and she never responded after that. So, yeah, I won't date anybody who's not into God's medicine, who practices these pharmaceutical garbage. I encourage people to be healthy. I encourage people to do what's good, do what's right. And poisoning yourself with pharmaceuticals, how can I endorse that? I can't do it. Yeah, there may be more money in poisoning people. But I guess I have a conscience. I started out in the medical field many moons ago before I became a truck driver. And, I need my anti-gel. Can't forget about anti-gel. Yes, I was in the medical field a long time ago. And I kind of got out of it because every time I would try to talk about alternative health, because I was also getting into alternative health about that time as well. Not long after I started getting into the medical field did I start getting into alternative health. But every time I try to talk about alternative health, they would just kind of like poo-poo it and evade the subject and move on. And I just, I don't know. I couldn't stay in a profession that encourages people to be sick and that has all these different side effects. I mean, herbs don't necessarily have side effects, although some of them do. So you have to be careful with herbs, too. But herbs are not as sensitive as pharmaceuticals. Somebody's calling me. Who is calling me at this hour? Hang on a second. Because I got this app on my phone that will cut me off. Ask my mom. I'll call her back. Okay, I think we're still connected properly. Anyhow, some herbs do have side effects, and you do got to be careful. But it's rare. You know, like there's a weight loss herb called Maohong that is addictive, and I forget its actual side effects. It's been a while since I studied it, but it was real popular a long time ago, and it works. But you know, it's got side effects, and you gotta be careful with it. Golden seal, you gotta be careful with that. You know, there's a few herbs you do gotta be careful with. But for the most part, they're generally safe. Pokeberry. Pokeberry is a medicinal. You can eat it. Certain parts of the plant are edible at certain times in their season. You just have to be careful how much you eat and when you eat it. They say it's poisonous, and it can be. But if you pick the berries when they're ripe, you can eat about a half a handful per day, give or take, without getting sick. I don't eat that many. I'm probably eat maybe a spoonful because it's not the best tasting. It's not horrible, but it's not like great either. Not like it doesn't taste as good as elderberries. They say that's poisonous too, but it's not. But you got to pick them when they're ripe, too. So I think elderberries, if you eat them raw before they're ripe, will make you sick. There's different things that you need to learn. But the side effects for all these things are far less than the side effects of pharmaceuticals. I mean, if you look at the pharmaceuticals as like we had this recording with Bill Burr a few weeks ago, you know, he's talking about how these horrible side effects for some of these pharmaceuticals are just horrendous. It's like the side effects are worse than the problem that you took the pill for in the first place. It's like, why would you take that stuff? You know, Bill Burr's getting the picture. But nonetheless, I don't know, it's crazy. I mean, it's like they create a problem. I mean, they give you a solution for a problem, which they probably created in the first place, because Monsanto creates all these problems, and then you run to the doctor to fix the problems that Monsanto created. And then the doctor gives you these pills that got all these side effects, and then you got to go back to the doctor to take more pills for the side effects that the doctor gave you in the first place. It's like, you're insane. Oh, I try to opt out of that stuff as much as I possibly can. I mean, I do still eat some junk from time to time. I do have some kind of weird food allergy or something. And it's probably because of the stuff that's in our environment. You know, I'm always clearing my throat and stuff. But other than that, I'm generally pretty healthy because I avoid pharmaceuticals like the plague. Avoid chemicals as much as possible. And, shoot, I see people younger than me who look older than me and are like 10 times less healthy than I am. I'm healthier now in my 40s. Than I was in my 20s. But see, I was just getting into this stuff back then. And now, like they used to say at night court, I'm feeling much better now. But, yeah. I got my fuel. I'm going to go get parked. Since David's not here, I'll go ahead and make this a short podcast. We are changing our times. This is Tuesday morning. David has been not liking our hours for our podcast, even though yeah, it's kind of his idea in the first place. But anyways, we got on Blog Talk Radio. And they won't let us record at a normal hour. So we have to, you know, either do it during the day, which David doesn't like to do because we work during the day. And, but we can't do it at 7 o'clock, which is the ideal hour at the end of the day. Because that's prime time hour, and they charge extra for that. So we can't do it between 7 and 10 p.m. So we were doing it at 10 p.m. because that's the earliest we could do it when it's not working hours. So we decided last couple weeks that we're going to change it. And officially last night, we decided to go ahead and change it to 10 a.m. But, there's my book. But it was a little late to do it at 10 a.m. yesterday. So we decided to go ahead and do it 10 a.m. today. And then starting next week, it'll be 10 a.m. on Monday, which is our normal day. Okay, so asparagus. Let me text David and let him know he's late. 15 minutes late. tell David Ray. Oh, shoot. I can't text. Voice text while I'm on the phone. Tell David Ray that he's 15 minutes late for our late podcast. Put that in our group text so he'll get a copy of it. He's probably sleeping in. Anyways. Asparagus. So basically, I'm reading from the Marcus Rothkranz Free Food and Medicine Worldwide Edible Plant Guide. And bear with me, I'm not the best of readers. All right. Oh, real quick, then I'll probably say this, but you got to be careful. What asparagus is also a poisonous plant, but you can eat it. It just like all the other, or most all the other poisonous plants, you have to eat it at a certain time, and you have to know when to grow it, when to pick it, when to eat it, blah blah blah. So asparagus is another one of those sensitive herbs that you can still eat. All right. Somehow, okay, yeah, I got the right spot. Somehow, normal everyday asparagus started spreading wild across the country. So if you see some growing randomly, go for it. Eat young ones, not old ones. Yeah, we found some wild asparagus growing somewhere in Stockton a few years ago. And David freaked out because I was eating the flowers off of it. Apparently you're not supposed to do that, but I have a certain immunity that some people don't have. Anyways, it says here, eat the young ones, not the old ones. There are no poisonous lookalikes. Whole plant is edible. What we call asparagus is actually the unopened flower bud. Flowers are small green, bell-shaped, tiny, fern-like leaves. Okay. Like David says, this book is more like a notebook rather than like, the grammar's kind of off on this. So it says the flowers are small, green, and bell-shaped. It has tiny fern-like leaves with red berries with 3 to 6 black seeds inside. The stalk can grow 3 to 5 feet with stems that grow from the main stalk, high in vitamin A, vitamin C, calcium, iron, phosphorus, selenium. It's anti-cancer, anti-heart disease, excellent kidney supplement, no stimulant, sorry, urinary tract infections, so it's good for urinary tract infections. It's a diuretic, good for gout, has lots of anti-inflammatory properties, helps convert amino acids into protein. There you go. People say you got to have meat in order to get protein. Well, apparently this helps your body create its own protein. I'm still a meat eater. I tried going vegan, but yeah, that's probably not going to happen. not unless I end up dating or marrying a vegan who teaches me how to do it properly. But anyways, who's also not a meat eater hater person who says all meat eaters are evil. I call those unethical vegans. But nonetheless, roots, lower blood pressure. Some say if you eat asparagus every day, you will never get cancer. And that's just it. So it doesn't say anything in there about it being poisonous, but, and the flowers, he says they're green, but in the picture it's kind of yellowish. It's a greenish yellow. And he says the whole plant is edible. So maybe the rumors that asparagus is poisonous if eaten at the wrong time is not true. Of course, there's a lot of things like that. I'm going to skip ahead here for a second. I just noticed a bean that I think Marcus Rothkranz talks about in some of his videos called broad bean or fava bean. I was looking for that bean. I think it's in the book. It's right here. I'm looking at it. But I thought I heard him say that it's good for diabetes. So I'm looking to see if it is. I'm just skimming right now. And there's my mom calling me again. So anyways, I guess that concludes the Free Food and Medicine podcast for today. Again, we're going to be going to Monday mornings now. And because Monday nights just ain't cutting it. So Monday morning at 10 a.m., I changed all the podcast hours. And if we do go into overtime, then you can find the rest of the story at freefoodandmedicine.org. And at freefoodandmedicine.org is where you'll find the phone number that we prefer you to call. The Blog Talk Radio phone number only allows us to have one caller, which is probably fine because too many people on the line at the same time is cumbersome. We've had up to a dozen people on a podcast at the same time. And it was, we did okay with that one, actually. Most people didn't talk. But there was one where we had a half dozen people on there, and they all wanted to talk, and it was a little bit of a challenge. So less is more sometimes. But, yeah. So freefoodandmedicine.org is our main website. I'll get those podcasts uploaded when I have time. I'm really, really busy. But when I get around to it, I'll get those podcasts uploaded to freefoodandmedicine.org, and you can hear our continuation from when we go into overtime from talking on this one. But apparently I got 90 seconds left on the Blog Talk Radio, so I'm going to go ahead and cut it off here. freefoodandmedicine.org. Go to freefoodandmedicine.com for Marcus Rothkranz. And if you want to give me credit, go to freefoodandmedicine.net. I have my affiliate link. I have that redirected to my affiliate link, and I'll get a commission if you decide to buy anything. But, yeah, till next week, Monday at 10 a.m. Talk to you later. Bye.